The addictive roguelike game Balatro has become one of the biggest hits of the year, mixing elements of poker and solitaire into a fiendish experience. And now my life is ruined because it's coming to mobile thanks to Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade. And you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Gianni DiGiovanni.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, the first wave of Pokemon LEGO has arrived, a live adaptation of God of War is coming, and Fallout is getting a reality TV show. Here's the news for Sunday, 18th of January, plus all the upcoming games launching this week. It's our first show for 2026. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
The price of the new Pokemon LEGO sets have been announced, and maybe we won't be catching them all. As always, they're a little bit pricey. And there's a very cute, and this is probably the one that I'm most tempted by, if I'm honest, 587-piece Eevee set, which will be around $100 Australian or $59.99 US. There's a 2,000-piece Pikachu and Pokeball, which will retail for about $300 Australian, or about $199 US. And finally, this is the big one, 6,838-piece Venusaur, Charizard, and Blastoise set, which will cost $1,000 dues, or $649 USD. Wow.
The Venusaur, Charizard, and Blastoise one is definitely my favorite of the set, but I don't think I'm forking out $1,000 anytime soon. I think I'd rather buy a new console instead. It is about 50 centimeters tall, and it does look like you can display all three Pokemon separately, which is pretty cool. They'll be releasing on February 27th, which is also Pokemon's 30th anniversary.
Get in the boat, boy.
There's a live action adaptation of the God of War games on its way, and this week the main actor was announced. Ryan Hurst was revealed by Amazon Prime to be playing Kratos, and he's not a stranger to the games. He's actually played the Norse god Thor in God of War Ragnarok and was nominated for a BAFTA award for his performance.
It's getting pretty exciting. It's cool to see the actors in the games getting involved with the live screen adaptation. Here's hoping Christopher Judd, who played Kratos in the games, gets to get into the show as well. We haven't heard about any of the other characters and who will be playing them, but we do know the show has already been confirmed for 2 seasons and will adapt the story of Kratos and his son Atreus dealing with the death of Faye, embarking on a journey to spread her ashes from the highest peak of the Nine Realms. Battlestar Galactica and For All Mankind, Ronald D. Moore is the series showrunner. Both excellent shows, writer and executive producer on that as well, and Shogun and Fallout's Frederick E.O. Toy will be supposedly directing the first 2 episodes.
Powell, the gun-toting Pokemon lookalike is now branching into tabletop games, with Pocket Pair announcing the Powell official card game. Announced this week, the team is partnering with Bushiroad, the studio behind Cardfight Vanguard, and Vice Schwartz. The new card game aims to bring the video game survival crafting, base building, and resource management into tabletop format. It'll also be head-to-head, two-player competitive card game where you use tactics and strategy to defeat your opponents through the use of your unique powers.
We don't know what it looks like or how it'll combine all of those elements into competitive battling, but we won't have to wait super long. We're expected to get a full rule set at the Card Game Festival in May, then the full card game will launch on the 30th of July. And of course, while this all happens, Pocket Pair is still fighting with Nintendo with all their legal battles. Great news for anyone like myself who thinks they could easily survive a nuclear winter. Amazon Prime Video has greenlit a reality TV series inspired by the Fallout franchise, with contestants living inside a vault and competing for a supposedly huge cash prize. Fallout Shelter is currently looking for contestants to appear in a 10-part series, with challenges testing the 7 core attributes of the Fallout world: strength, perception, endurance, charisma, intelligence, ability, and luck, the special stats that you set at the beginning of the game. Not to brag, guys, but I think I've got this one in the bag.
We should definitely nominate you for the show, and then we can report live from the studio. According to the current synopsis, the series will not only test Dwellers' core attributes, but also their loyalty and alliances. Following the success of the live-action Fallout show, which has surpassed 100 million views and is the second most watched title in the history of the platform, Fallout Shelter is sure to draw a solid crowd of fans and leave anyone wondering one thing. Do they have what it takes to be the most special? The New South Wales government has officially canned South by Southwest Sydney after only 3 years, citing changing global market conditions as the cause of death. The Austin-based festival first reached our shores in 2023 as the Asia-Pacific expansion and first iteration of South by Southwest to occur outside of the United States. It's understood that Sydney originally secured hosting rights for an initial 5-year term, with the option to extend if revenue targets were met, though an early release break-free clause seems to have set the government free from further funding obligations.
Although the festival had steady year-on-year growth, pulling in more than 345,000 attendees in 2025, South by Southwest was subject to heavy debate, particularly surrounding the costs, the structure, and the local impact. And if you think about it in comparison to how it works in Austin, the whole city in Austin gets taken over by that festival, and that wasn't the case with South by Southwest Sydney. It just wasn't really that popular, and the global model being pushed by the original didn't really suit Sydney's local startup, creative, and small business mindset. So Destination New South Wales and New South Wales government declined to provide the specific funding figures. They'll come out in documents down the track, but it's interesting to see that, unfortunately, another Australian Games event, because that was a big component of this, will no longer be going ahead. That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Play some chaotic party games as Zodiac Animals in Lunars. It's a fast-paced version of your traditional party games because instead of waiting for each person to have a turn, you all roll the dice at the same time. We got to play it last weekend and had so much fun. And it's locally made game too, so make sure you do check it out. It's releasing into early access on Steam on the 19th.
Also out on the 19th is another local game, Ghost Cam. Use your camera to see what your eyes can't in this spooky game where you explore liminal spaces, capture spirits, and unravel a mystery. It's described as having a 70s, 80s horse girl aesthetic with a bit of spookiness in it. It's spooky, it's horsey, it's out on Monday on PC and VR.
Play as Mio, a nimble robot with extraordinary abilities in Mio Memories in Orbit. Aboard an aimless drifting spaceship, the AI caretakers have mysteriously ceased functioning and the enormous technological ark is lying in ruins. Dive into its depths to uncover lost memories and your true past self on all platforms with some nice hand-drawn art style. That one is out on January 21st on every platform.
2XKO, which is a League of Legends spin-off title, is coming out of early access on the 21st of January to PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X. 2KXO uses good teamwork where it can make all the difference in this 2v2 fighting game. There's a unique tag and assist mechanics, which helps you outplay your enemy duo and secure your spot at the top. We know that Courtney's definitely going to check this one out.
Winter descends and a long silenced deity stirs beneath the snow. That's right, Cult of the Lamb is returning with the new DLC, Cult of the Lamb, Woolhaven. The forgotten god of lambs has summoned you to restore the flock and breathe life into the sacred mountain you once called home. That one is releasing on all platforms on January 22nd, and keep an eye on our site for a review to follow.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Gianni DiGiovanni.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomeus. Thank you so much for listening.
Walkthrough is our recap of the news, but if you want to catch up on all of Sifter's stories, we've got a fancy newsletter. It's an easy way to make sure you don't miss any of our interviews or reviews or any of the stories we put up on our website. And it's out probably soon. I'm going to do one maybe this afternoon, so keep an eye on that one. Head to sifter.com.au/newsletter to subscribe. That's sifter.com.au/newsletter.
Sifter is produced by myself, Kat Jahn, Naomi Jackson, Carl Paletto, Chris Button, and Adam Christou. Mitch Lowe is senior producer who edited this episode, and Gianni DiGiovanni is Sifter's executive producer, script editor, and my co-host for today.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.